Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Talking to My Daughter About the Economy by Yannis Varoufakis is a plain-spoken exploration of how modern economies function and why they so often leave people frustrated or excluded. Written in an accessible, conversational style, the book uses everyday examples and storytelling to explain big concepts such as value, markets, money, debt, and power. Varoufakis, an economist known for his public role during the European debt crisis, aims to translate technical language into ideas a curious non-specialist can grasp without needing a background in finance. Rather than presenting capitalism as a natural or inevitable system, he treats it as a historical arrangement shaped by politics, technology, and conflict. The result is a guided tour of economic life that blends history, moral questions, and practical observations, inviting readers to think about what an economy is for and who it should serve. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from barter myths to the birth of markets, a central theme is the origin story of exchange and why the familiar tale of barter evolving neatly into money can mislead. Varoufakis emphasizes that markets are not timeless features of human nature, but institutions built on rules, trust, and power. By tracing how communities traded, shared, and accounted for obligations, the book highlights that money and prices are social technologies rather than neutral objects. This framing helps readers see how modern markets depend on enforcement, property rights, and political choices, not only on voluntary trade. The discussion also underlines that what is bought and sold has changed over time, expanding from goods to labor, land, and even data. Seeing markets as design systems opens the door to asking what kinds of markets we want, what should be kept outside pricing, and how market outcomes can reflect unequal bargaining power. The topic sets up the book's wider argument that economic arrangements are made, maintained, and can be remade. Secondly, value, wealth, and the puzzle of price. The book separates the ideas of value, wealth, and price to show why they often conflict in daily life. Varoufakis explores how something can be essential yet underpaid, while something speculative can command enormous prices. By moving between historical debates and intuitive examples, he explains why economists struggle to pin down a single definition of value. This matters because policy and business decisions are frequently justified by pointing to prices as if they reveal true worth. The book challenges that assumption by showing how scarcity, monopoly power, branding, and expectations can inflate prices beyond underlying usefulness. It also considers how new forms of wealth arise when technology or finance enables owners to capture income streams without necessarily producing commensurate social benefit. This topic helps readers interpret news about wages, housing costs, and asset bubbles with a clearer lens. Understanding the difference between what markets pay for and what societies need becomes a foundation for evaluating fairness and economic performance. Thirdly, capitalism as a system of power and profit. Varoufakis presents capitalism not simply as trade plus entrepreneurship, but as a specific arrangement where ownership of capital allows some to direct production and capture profits. The book sketches the historical shift from earlier hierarchies toward a world where investment, private property, and wage labor dominate economic life. Within that framework, the relationship between employers and workers becomes central. Wages are treated as a cost to be minimized, while profits and returns to capital become the system's guiding metric. The topic emphasizes that competition does not always protect the public, because dominant firms can shape markets, influence politics, and set the terms of participation. Varoufakis also explores how technological advances can increase productivity while weakening worker bargaining power, leading to insecurity even amid growth. This analysis gives readers a way to connect personal experiences like job precarity or stagnant pay to larger structural forces. The system, in this telling, is dynamic and innovative, but also prone to concentration and inequality. Fourthly, money, banking, and the role of debt. A major portion of the book clarifies what money is and how it is created in modern economies. Rather than portraying banks as simple intermediaries that lend out existing savings, Varoufakis explains the importance of credit, promises, and confidence. The financial system becomes a mechanism that can expand purchasing power, accelerate investment, and fuel growth, but also magnify risk. Debt is presented as both enabling and constraining, because it can fund education, homes, and businesses, while also binding individuals and governments to obligations that shape policy choices. The topic helps readers understand why financial crises are not random accidents, but predictable outcomes when credit expands without adequate safeguards. It also illuminates the political stakes of bailouts, austerity, and central bank decisions, showing how they redistribute losses and gains across society. By demystifying money and debt, the book equips readers to interpret inflation fears, interest rate moves, and public debt debates with less confusion and more skepticism toward simplistic slogans. Lastly, When the Machine Breaks, Inequality, Crises, and Alternatives, the book brings the discussion to capitalism's failure modes, focusing on instability, inequality, and the social costs that markets often ignore. Varoufakis argues that booms and busts are not anomalies, but recurring patterns linked to profit-seeking, speculative finance, and global imbalances. He also stresses that unequal outcomes are not merely the result of individual effort differences, but of institutional settings such as bargaining power, tax structures, access to capital, and the rules governing corporations and finance. This topic explores why some societies tolerate high inequality while others build stronger protections, and how political narratives can legitimize harsh outcomes as inevitable. The book encourages readers to think about reforms and alternatives without assuming there is a single perfect model, inviting debate about democracy in the workplace, better regulation of finance, public investment, and the limits of commodifying everything. The emphasis is on agency. If the economy is built by humans, it can be redesigned to better align with shared goals like dignity, stability, and opportunity. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want to understand the economy without wading through jargon, including students, curious adults, and anyone trying to make sense of headlines about inflation, debt crises, wages, and inequality. It benefits the reader's life by offering mental models for everyday economic questions: why some jobs pay so little, why housing and assets surge, how banks create credit, and why policy decisions often feel unfair. Varoufakis also helps readers see the economy as a set of choices and institutions rather than a force of nature, which can sharpen civic judgment and reduce the feeling of helplessness. Compared to many introductory economics books that lean heavily on abstract diagrams or purely technical framing, this one stands out for its narrative clarity, historical perspective, and moral seriousness. It does not demand that the reader accept capitalism as automatically optimal, yet it avoids treating economics as mere ideology. For buyers seeking a readable, thought-provoking overview with real-world relevance, it offers strong value. If you would like to support Yannis Varoufakis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.